You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it's Reveal. On TV, the justice system usually works like clockwork. Everybody gets their lawyer, the crime is solved in a neat and timely way, and of course, justice is served. But in real life, it doesn't always work out that way. On this Reveal, we take a look at the cracks in the system that prevent people from getting a fair shake. Excuse me. That's coming up tonight after 7 here on the Ideas Network.
First, Wisconsin and Minnesota are natural rivals. We share a border and we battle on the football field. But a new study published in the Wisconsin Medical Journal suggests that Minnesotans are healthier than Wisconsinites.
The study found that Wisconsinites had higher rates of unhealthy behaviors like smoking, physical inactivity, and drunk driving-related deaths.
Joining us now is one of the researchers on the project. Dr. Patrick Remington is a professor and associate dean in the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Patrick, welcome back.
Good to be back. Thanks.
So overall, how does Wisconsin look compared to Minnesota?
Well, we took the opportunity to use our county health rankings to compare Wisconsin's 72 counties to Minnesota's 87 counties. And when you look at the two-state region overall, Minnesota has a lower what we call premature death rate, years of life lost before the age of 75, than Wisconsin, about 15% better. And if you totaled up all those lost years, it'd be about 45,000 extra years of life that people in Minnesota enjoy compared to Wisconsin.
Well, that's an interesting take. So big picture, why is that? What's going on?
Well, when we break it down, we have 5 outcome measures that we compared, and Minnesota's better than Wisconsin in all of them, not just the length of life, but in measures of quality of life and also measures of early life, the rates of low birth weight. We also looked at things we call health factors or health determinants, things that affect people's length and quality of life. And of those 28 measures, Minnesota ranked better in 23 of them. Wisconsin was better in only 5. So, in fact, notably, Wisconsin was better in all 9 of the health behavior measures and 7 of the 8 social and economic factors. So, in a way, the deck is stacked against Wisconsin. It's harder to get good health outcomes. It's harder for Wisconsinites to live long and healthy lives, given those disadvantage in those risk factors.
Did any of this surprise you, Patrick? I mean, you look at 2 states, northern Midwestern states. I can't imagine the populations of Wisconsin and Minnesota are too terribly different. So would you have expected more parity between the two?
Well, I've been following this for about 25 years since I worked at the state health department. And we have known for years that Minnesota and Wisconsin were some of the healthier states in the nation. But what's happened is that Wisconsin's health ranking nationally has slowly declined from the top 10 as high as 4th best in the nation. Now our rank is 24th. We're right in the middle of the nation. Minnesota's kept its ranking up relative to the other states. So it is something that's developed over the years. We have not been as successful in providing good health outcomes as Minnesota has.
So Wisconsin has a portrait you're painting as Wisconsin really slipping over the years. So what do you think is happening in Wisconsin that's not happening in Minnesota?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer because there's not one factor that's associated with it. We did some statistical analyses to figure out if we leveled the playing field on the rates of unemployment and children living in poverty and smoking rates and other factors, then in effect the health of Wisconsin would be about the same as the health in Minnesota. So we really know that it's not a single factor, but it's the constellation of these factors. So what's obviously happening is Minnesota's maintained a healthier environment, both economic environment, education, health care, healthy behaviors compared to Wisconsin over the last 20 years.
We're talking with Dr. Patrick Remington right now. He's a professor and associate dean at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, also a member of the Wisconsin Medical Society's Board of Directors. And we're looking at how Wisconsin stacks up health-wise compared to Minnesota. And the answer is our neighbors to the west are doing better. They're cumulatively living longer lives thanks to healthy behaviors and other factors that go into that. And let's pull this apart a little bit, Dr. Remington. What do you think about One of these five measures you look at, let's say physical environment first, is there something there that stands out to you?
Well, that's the factor where we are closest with Minnesota. We use five different measures to measure the physical environment, things like air pollution, drinking water problems, measures of housing problems, and issues related to commuting to work. Minnesota rates slightly better in three of these, and Wisconsin rates better in having less air pollution and less people who have long commutes to work. But basically, if you think about the physical environment, when you drive across the border between Wisconsin and Minnesota, you don't notice much of a change in the built or physical environment, and that's reflected in our data.
And how about those health behaviors you were talking about?
Well, there you see pretty dramatic differences. Again, looking at smoking, obesity, the food environment, physical inactivity, excessive drinking, teen births, sexually transmitted diseases, all nine of these measures, Minnesota ranks better than Wisconsin. Again, some of these differences are not significant, but rates of STDs, for example, Minnesota is only 316, Wisconsin it's 430. So some of the differences are quite significant.
And when you look at one of those that you just talked about, excessive drinking, rather, this is when Wisconsin, we know, struggles with a drinking culture and excessive drinking. How does that in particular compare to Minnesota, and how much impact do you think it has?
Well, all of these contribute to increased risk of early death. Excessive drinking is a good example, drinking and driving or binge drinking. Wisconsin, unfortunately, since surveys were begun in the mid-80s, has led the nation in rates of binge drinking and driving. We, in this report, see that to be 24% in Wisconsin, as high as 36%. That's more than a third of adults reporting that they drink excessively, compared to Minnesota, which is about 19%. Again, there's a range in the Minnesota counties, but it's not that 19% is good. That's clearly higher than it should be, but it's better than it is in Wisconsin. And so we've got some work to do even to catch up to Minnesota, but even more work to get to the point where we would want to be with a public health goal.
We hear a lot on this show and in other places about what can be a shortage of care providers in rural areas of Wisconsin. Do you see that as being part of the picture here when it comes to access to care, your clinical care section?
Well, that's interesting, because of the seven measures we use to compare clinical care, Wisconsin actually fares slightly better in measures of quality, diabetic screening and mammography screening rates. But as you mentioned, our measure of access to primary care physicians, dentists, and mental health providers, Minnesota scores quite a bit better across those three measures. So clearly you want high-quality care, you want people to have insurance, but you have to have providers to be in each community so that people can actually have access to care. And we're not doing as well as Minnesota, and both states are not where they should be.
And looking at the factors of education, what do you see there when you look at Wisconsin versus Minnesota?
Well, again, of these nine social and economic factors, it turns out that these factors are fundamental to good health. They not only lead to healthier behaviors and better access to high-quality health care, but they themselves can directly affect an individual's health. And except for high school graduation rates, where we are ahead of Minnesota, we have lower rates of people who have attained a college degree, and higher rates, unfortunately, higher rates of children living in poverty, rates of unemployment, and violent crime rates. Minnesota beats us on all those other factors. So this is really a challenge for us to think about the social and economic policies that can improve rates of employment, that can reduce children living in poverty. Those are the things that really can be changed to move these factors that affect health downstream.
We're talking with Dr. Patrick Remington. He's the author of a report that shows that Minnesota is doing much better than Wisconsin when it comes to health. Dr. Remington is a professor and associate dean in the UW School of Medicine and Public Health and is a member of the Wisconsin Medical Society's Board of Directors.
And you can join in now at 800-642-1234. Put a face on this discussion. Let us know what's happening in your community. What do you see as some of the biggest health concerns or opportunities for improvement where you live? What do you think about smoking rates and anti-smoking efforts, alcohol culture in Wisconsin, efforts to turn that around? What would make a difference in making Wisconsin a healthier place? And if you work in healthcare or public health, love to know what's going on in your part of the state. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll be back in just a bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're continuing our conversation with Dr. Patrick Remington about how Minnesota does better than Wisconsin when it comes to health outcomes.
New report compares Minnesota and Wisconsin side by side on a lot of issues, environment, education, socioeconomic issues, but also health behavior, smoking, alcohol, drunk driving. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What is the biggest health issue in your community? What could be done about it? What needs to be done about it? What questions do you have for Dr. Remington about this report and about our overall health here in Wisconsin? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll take our first caller now. We've got Mike joining us in Lake Mills. Mike, hi.
Good afternoon.
What did you want to add?
I wonder if the doctor could comment, if you compare the same socioeconomic strata in Minnesota and Wisconsin, if the differences extend across there. In other words, are they the same if Wisconsin from one group to Minnesota, or is there a difference?
Mike, thanks for that. Dr. Remington?
Well, that's a good question. So, in other words, we know that the social and economic factors are better in Minnesota compared to Wisconsin. So what would happen if we leveled that playing field, if we compared counties with the same social and economic factors? And what we find is that Minnesota still fares better because they have better behaviors, better health behaviors, even within those same social strata. However, when you control for social and economic factors and the behaviors, and level that playing field and said, is Minnesota or Wisconsin any different? Those differences go away. Another way to think about it is that we can explain the differences in the length and quality of life of the two states by those factors, by the differences in social economic factors and in the health behaviors. But predominantly, most of that is rooted in the differences in our social and economic factors.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. And we're going to go next to Virginia joining us in Milwaukee. Hi, Virginia.
Hello. Thank you. I have a question for Dr. Remington. I wondered if your study looks at the differences in spending on parks and recreation. I know that in Minneapolis is ranked the first in the nation in terms of parks, and also they have kind of a net regional and statewide support of all parks, but also in Wisconsin, we've kind of defunded our state parks.
Mm-hmm. Interesting question, Virginia. What about the way that public spaces, access to parks, and support of those spaces plays out?
Well, this is the difference between looking at what the data show, and the data don't lie. There are definite measurable differences in both the health outcomes and these factors. What we can then do is hypothesize that differences in policies might be driving these differences, for example, in physical activity or obesity rates. And certainly we know there's evidence to say that the more you invest in healthy communities, the more you invest in green space and mixed-use transportation policies, but also even beyond that, the more you invest in education, in local public health, all of these societal interventions and investments yield return. These healthy community policies lead to healthier people and then a better health outcome. So I can't point to a single policy, but it's the sum of all those policies that has led over the last 25 years to differences in the health outcomes in between Minnesota and Wisconsin, most certainly.
Virginia, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate that. And next, we're going to go to John in Madison. Hi, John.
Hi. I had a question about quality of health care, if there's any studies or your study included the quality of the health care delivered to the patient. The reason is my wife and I moved to Madison from the Twin Cities about a year and a half ago. And even though I think our health care coverage is better now, we're finding that the quality of the health care we receive is much worse than Wisconsin, meaning it's harder to get to a doctor. It's harder to get to a doctor right away. The doctors we have seen have been not very good. And even in my personal experience, I can't speak for everyone. I'm finding that the mannerisms of the doctors I've dealt with down in Wisconsin here are much worse. I'm just wondering if you can comment on that.
John, thank you for that. And Dr. Remington, that's an interesting one. He's kind of talking about two different things there, but certainly in terms of access, it's harder to get in to see people. How do you control for the quality of the medical care?
Well, we use about 35 measures that are part of the county health rankings. This is a program that comes out of the University of Wisconsin and is actually a nationwide program. And the good thing is because these measures are available in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and every other state in the nation, we can make these comparisons. But to really answer the caller's question, you'd have to dig down deeper into the measures of healthcare quality. And as he points out, not just between the two states, but between health systems. And those quality measures are available. The Wisconsin Hospital Association and Wisconsin Collaborative for Healthcare Quality are putting measures up for the public to see to compare health systems and to compare quality. Our actual measures, the two that we use for diabetic screening rates and mammography screening rates, show that Minnesota and Wisconsin are very comparable. But that's not the level of resolution that the caller is speaking of. He's speaking of a specific provider or a specific health system or health plan. And for that, you should go to other sources and dig a little deeper.
And do you think if you did find some striking differences, that could be part of this picture?
Well, actually, I think, you know, based on this overall analysis, we don't see striking differences between the quality of health care and between the two states. I think the most important drivers, at least in our study, are the difference in social and economic factors and lifestyle factors, health behaviors. But I think both states have relatively high rates of insurance compared to the rest of the nation and relatively good quality of care and not great differences between the two states.
We're talking with the UW's Patrick Remington, looking at a new report showing that when it comes to good health outcomes, Wisconsin falls behind Minnesota, our neighbor to the west. And we'll take another call now at 800-642-1234. And Shelley is with us now in Milwaukee. Shelley, hi.
Hi there. I have a question. When you pulled out looking at health, if you teased out the mental health and the ease of access between the two states? Thank you. I'll listen to the answer on the air.
Thanks, Shelley. Dr. Remington?
Well, that's a great question. We have very preliminary measures of mental health. One question is asked of individuals, how many days in the last 30 days has your mental health not been good? And the number in Wisconsin, about 3 days on average, is more than the number in Minnesota, which is about 2.5 days. So people in Wisconsin are reporting slightly more problems with poor mental health. But with respect to mental health providers, Minnesota has about 750 people for every mental health provider. In Wisconsin, it's more than 1,000. So there's a significant difference in the availability of mental health providers and probably not surprisingly in the self-reported mental health that people report.
Thanks for that call. And next we go to Sandra in Lake Geneva. Hi, Sandra.
Hello.
What did you want
to... My question regards the quality of health care and the length of time getting in also. And I would like to just tell my own briefly. It's harder over the last oh, I don't know how many years, to get into a doctor. It's not uncommon for me to hear 8 weeks, 10 weeks. They don't get called back for appointments. And now that I'm in general health care, that's coinciding with what I've had. Also, the quality of care regarding elder people, I don't know how the ratio is for that, but I've noticed now that I fall into that category.
Sandra, thank you. I just want to make sure we get our guest in on this. So what about the picture that Sandra's painting there? It's harder for an older Wisconsinite, the different kind of quality there that she's seeing, hard to get in?
Yeah, it's hard to measure access, and I think it's important, first of all, for individuals who are having problems with their own health care, you can certainly follow up with your health insurance company or your providers. But when we look across the state, getting an appointment and how long it takes isn't the most important. It's an important part of health care, but you have to have high quality, you have to have health care providers accessible, but also high quality of health care when you once you see a physician. But that varies not only between states, but between different provider groups. And these days, we ask people to shop around, really, to find the best care that you can in your community.
And we leave it there. Dr. Remington, appreciate you joining us today.
It's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
We were speaking there with Dr. Patrick Remington. He's a professor and associate dean in the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, also a member of the Wisconsin Medical Society's Board of Directors. And he joined us there to talk about his new research that shows Minnesota is outdoing Wisconsin in terms of health outcomes, and looking at what may be going on there and what we could change. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.